Hi, I'm Dickie.
And I'm the Chin.
And you're listening to Dickie
and the Chin.
I've been fucking hoes and popping pillies and I feel just like a rock star.
No, you don't come in yet.
Sorry.
I think we're good. All right. I think we're all set up.
All right.
Welcome, fans, to Dickie and the Chin.
Wow, long time coming.
Yeah. This is episode number two.
This is episode number what two. The fans have wanted it.
Did we do an episode number one?
Yeah, and then I think it was just...
It's like me, you, and Don Rice, right?
Yeah, and then we were just like, all right, let's just switch over.
And then we were like, we should have Logan on the podcast.
Yeah.
And then he told a story about a girl getting punched in the face.
Yeah, and we were like, he's a good guy.
And we were like, maybe permanent third chair. You think we'd be friends? We'd be friends with him if he wasn't on the podcast?
I don't know. I think that probably played into, I think, all of us.
Well, the fact that like
friends.
Forced us to like hang out at least once a week.
That's what I mean. Yeah. And we had to like talk throughout the week to
that
like,
is weird.
If anything, this was just a thing to organize a hang.
Yeah. I wonder if there's any podcasts out there where people like don't like the people they podcast with every week.
Oh, I'm sure of it.
You
it's
think
probably
so?
Like popular ones because like they have to
like it's like
probably still do it because it's lucrative.
Oh, like the South Shore Boys podcast.
Right.
Yeah, that's one that people like that you can tell that they don't want to be there.
Right. Yeah, you can tell there's tension, but like they push through it.
Does that
humor.
Happen to you at all?
No.
Never?
Not really. If
excited?
I'm mad, I'm just mad.
You're
on
always
the pod.
Excited to pod.
No, never. I'm not always excited to pod.
There's been times when I'm just like, I don't want to even podcast. Like, I'm tired. Don't do that. I'm in the middle of
happy
I got,
birthday me.
I got something. Oh, yeah, it's Dan's birthday. Whatever. your gift from me is a podcast
you?
Without Logan. I know this is everything you've ever wanted since you asked him to be on the show.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, I've had days where I just like don't want a podcast at all.
Yeah,
and like it'll feel like an obligation.
Sometimes those are the funny ones, and then other times those are clearly the worst ones.
Yeah, well, because all of us don't want
to. That's
do
what
that.
It is. If you have something, that's why I was saying we should pod
on
like Fridays or something.
Yeah.
So like, because we have like mad dad energy when we get home from work. You know
yes.
when like dad gets home from work and it's like don't talk to dad. All three of us have that, and then we have to do a podcast.
I've had that lately.
Yeah.
I feel like I should say the N-word or something right now just to make the fans intrigued.
No.
Because
no,
all we've done so far for the Dickie and the Chin podcast is talk about how we don't like to podcast. We don't have to. We're about to go to Hideout.
People always ask me like why we do it, and I'm like I don't know.
It is.
Like if anything, it's just to talk for an hour and maybe find something funny.
There usually aren't. It's such a weird art. I feel like I'm like freaking myself out right now thinking about just podcasting in general.
Right. And if anything, it just shows that we're consistent at something.
I just want to point out, yeah, I called it an art.
Okay. Podcasting is an art.
This is what, if we didn't have our microphones, this would be a conversation.
Yeah.
Right now we have
a better one too.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. I'm pretty loose right now.
Holy shit. I had a dream last night that I got launched like 150 feet into the air.
From what?
I don't remember.
You don't know what launched you?
I don't remember what I was like riding something and it shot me into the air and I fell into water, but like I landed like perfectly fine. And I was supposed to land into like one of those stunt like airbags. You know those giant ones that people land
yep.
in when they jump out of buildings? It was that and I missed it.
Sorry, I have a
son of a bitch.
I have a fan. asking if the Hideout show is still happening tonight.
Is it?
Yeah.
Who's the fan?
That kid Paul from last night. He wants
okay,
to come watch.
Cool.
He's got a friend who wants to get into comedy.
Nice.
I have a. Do you have those at all?
I feel like everyone I know is like I know someone who wants to do that or just wants to do it.
I feel like more than ever. You know what? I feel bad. Let's go back to the dream.
Okay.
I feel like I didn't acknowledge.
No, that was my whole dream.
You got launched in the air,
and then I woke up and I was like, well, I didn't like that, and now we're here. I'm getting pictures of like my face sent in a group chat.
I had a really sad.
Oh, no.
Someone told me about a really sad dream. I don't want to say her name. Because maybe she doesn't want me to say it, but her mom passed this year, and she texted me this morning. She's like, "I just had a dream that my mom was still alive."
Oh, Jesus!
That's gotta be like the worst feeling.
That's gotta be nuts. Like anyone who dies,
yeah,
just having a dream about them after they're dead,
right?
Because like dreams are real, baby.
Dreams are real. Well, like she was saying, this is a good conversation that. Like she like can't feel like she's sad, but she like can't express like she feels it all built up. She can't cry.
Yeah.
Do you know that feeling?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Okay. But like I do too.
And then
like,
they just turn it into indirect anger.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. Like the way and then she was like, yeah. Every time I dream about her, I cry. I was like, that's because your dream is like an outlet for like how you feel.
Yeah.
It's like real Freudian, gay stuff.
Mm.
I also want to talk about N-word Scissorhands because I feel like I haven't had a chance to talk about that on the podcast
yet. N-word Scissorhands.
It's a play on Edward Scissorhands.
Yeah.
But it's N-word Scissorhands.
Who would play him?
Eddie Murphy.
Oh, Jesus.
Oh, sorry, any Murphy.
There it is.
I don't mean any guy with the last name Murphy. I mean any
Murphy.
Any Murphy, yeah. I'm also censoring myself.
Any money.
Any money. Any please. that's how we substitute the N word. We say any.
How do you... Can you do a Eddie Murphy impression? That wasn't
Pee Wee Herman?
Pee Wee Herman's white.
I like
Eddie
that
Murphy.
Boulder. That's a nice boulder.
Oh, man. No, you got to do his laugh. You can't do donkey.
I don't even know what Eddie Murphy's laugh.
You just say fags a lot.
fag. Fag. it's Eddie Bird Fee.
There it is.
It goes,
ah, fag.
that's all. yeah. I'm trying to mask it through a bird, but it's really just Eddie Murphy saying fag. Oh, like in Dr. Dolittle when he talks to birds. I like the idea of Eddie Murphy just talking to birds. Be like, yo, you gay. You're a gay bird.
You're a gay ass bird.
He's like, come here, tiger. I don't think gays should be getting married. Yeah, I like the edgy Dr. Dolittle.
Yeah, the tiger that wants to kill himself from depression is like, well, at least I'm not a gay bird.
And you know what? I think his name should be Dr. Do a Lot for Society.
Yeah.
Because I don't think Dolittle really...
I don't think it's too little of a task he's pulling off.
I think Dolittle makes it seem like black culture is lazy, but I don't think it is.
No, definitely.
Right.
Wait, no.
Right. Even though I was taken off a show because I'm not black.
That's a thing.
That's
yeah.
ridiculous, but I'm actually...
It's weird because it's like
I'm okay
for...
with it too.
It's for a holiday.
To celebrate.
Civil rights.
Martin Luther King.
Luther King and his life.
And his dream.
He's done. So yeah. Technically, I don't know, like... I don't think it's bad you got taken off of it.
No, I think it's funny, if anything. And, like, I really don't. It's just a Sunday. They just switched me to a different Sunday. It's not like they were like, yeah, you're never going on again.
Right.
But it is a fun move.
Yeah.
And I feel bad if I made it seem like I really care, but I don't. I think it's funny. And I will be using it as as ammo against every show.
Oh, definitely.
Yeah.
You have to.
Do people kick people off shows a lot?
I don't know.
For
the color of their skin? What do you mean?
Yeah. Booking for, like, it's the opposite of, what women have to go through. Like, women get on shows sometimes because they are women. Like, I've kicked off a show because I'm a straight white male, and I feel oppressed.
Oh, I get what you're saying. Like, how often does someone get kicked off a show?
Yeah. well, again, I was switched, so it's okay.
You switched. Yeah.
And to be fair, the person who did, like, who rebooked me never, like, said that this is the reason why. I'm...
But oh, really? What?
Well, I won't...
We're going on speculation?
The co-host did, definitely.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, I gotcha.
You know what? I also feel more comfortable talking about how I don't like Nick LaValle when Logan's not here.
Jesus Christ.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah, well, do you still get booked by him?
I don't mind the guy.
Okay. You don't mind him? All right. Sometimes we'll be doing the show and I, like, want to just say fuck Nick LaValle, but I can't because Logan and him are, like, best friends and stuff. But when it's just me and you,
they are
I don't care about burying your chances on getting a Chastain. Yep. I'm sorry. I had a joke about Chastain.
Great band.
Donaher. Is it named after Matt Donaher? I think it is. I think someone told me that.
I think so, right?
Huh?
That'd be weird, right?
I don't know. Someone told me.
That'd be like if we named a band Swain.
Yeah, it's the name of your band now.
Bad at Swain.
I'm good at Swain.
Good at Swain.
Happy birthday. Happy New Year. How's
yeah,
the new
25.
Year?
I'm gonna die soon.
You think so? I think I told you the other day that every year I feel like this is the year I die.
Probably
great.
53.
You think 53?
Yeah.
What do you think it's gonna be? Lung cancer?
Yeah, lung cancer or, like, something wrong with my kidneys.
I'm going to go 27 drunk driving accident for you.
Me?
Yeah.
Come on.
I don't think you have much longer with the way you drive.
I'm a very tactical driver.
Yeah, tactical, sure. Swerving. Alleged swerving. I don't know how much longer you got, but with your lifestyle.
You guys are enablers.
Oh, yeah, for sure. I realize that, like, I will preach not to drink and drive unless, you know, if I need a ride somewhere.
Right, that's
need a ride somewhere, then yeah,
I always
me.
Tell people that the catch 22 of driving people everywhere is that they want to buy you a drink. Like, that's like.
So you just get free drinks.
I just get like free alcohol for driving.
And then you still just
and
drink.
I still
and
just drive them. I'm like, I have to hold up my end of the bargain. You know?
Right, the driving. They held up their end. They got me drunk. Yeah. So I have to drive for them. Oh, boy. I try not to drink and drive these days.
Yeah, I've been much better.
I'm trying to cut back. I'm also trying to cut back on drinking in general. I drank a lot
really
of vodka.
Really just distance. If I'm really drunk, hopefully it's a short distance.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, I drove. No, I didn't drive. I drove home from here on the night of your surprise party. Gotcha. Surprise.
Oh, yeah.
That's pretty good.
Surprise party action.
When I was walking into Zeph, where we were before the party, Logan was texting me. He's like, yeah, Dan's real suspicious.
I wasn't at all.
I know. That was weird. I didn't think you were. I didn't think you knew anything. But then I was like, all right, don't worry. So I came in. I had like a – in my head, I was like, I'm about to lie straight to Dan's fucking face. And I came in, and I was like, oh, like all miserable. You were like laughing, and I made up a story, and you laughed at that. I was like, this sucks.
Great acting. Great. For real.
I know. I even looped it back around because like earlier on in the day, I told you about how my dad – Erica, my sister was shoveling, and my dad had a snowblower. And the story
yeah,
I told
you,
I was like, second time today that I shoveled when there was a snowblower. And you were like, ah! I was like, I could be a comic.
That was such a
I can
bit.
Be a comic.
That was such a good bit.
Yeah, I'm going to do that on stage.
Your dad had a snowblower after you shoveled the whole thing?
That's a real thing.
What a
dude.
Lie.
Yeah. Oh, okay, that part. Yeah, that was a lie.
Yeah. I enjoyed it, though. I like that everyone deceived me.
Yeah. I was so worried about group texting.
Like, looking back on every text up until, what was it, Friday night?
Yes.
Everything makes sense now. To, like, the questions I had. Because it'd be like, hey, let's do a pod this afternoon. And everyone, you guys were like, yeah, 4:30. And I was like, or later. And you guys were like, no, 4:30. And then we got to go meet this guy. And
yeah.
Just, like, everything I said, there was, like, an answer to. And now I look back, I'm like, oh, they were covering.
Yeah.
I just believe people too easily.
And then I was like, boys night. I was like, God, I got to get him excited.
Yeah.
And then when you were like, oh, they're offering guest spots at Hideout, Logan, we were like, should we tell?
Yeah, I'm sitting here. I'm like, yeah, I feel like guest spots are like a lottery when you go to a place to like hopefully get thrown up because you don't know if you're going to get thrown up. And Logan's just giving me nothing back. He's giving me nothing.
Well, I mean, I feel like I'm so good at surprise parties.
Yeah.
I don't know how Logan, yeah.
I'm so bad on, like, if we ever plan a surprise party,
yeah,
we're going to have to surprise me and the person.
I'm just like,
because I'm going to give it away. I've given away so many surprise parties in my life.
Yeah.
Like,
I'm like I'm a surprise
so
party hero.
Oh my god!
If I'm in charge of the planning committee, that surprise is fucking happening. No one is ruining it, and no one can surprise me. No one has ever thrown a successful surprise party for me. I read people way
You're just
too
a bummer.
Well, no, it's just like I have more of an awareness of what's going on than most people because I'm reading into everyone all the time because of my autism. So like I'm always just like.
See, that's the thing. I didn't see that coming. Like, I think even I'm that way, too, like, reading into people and, like, what they're thinking and saying all the time to me.
When I showed up here today and you were just sitting in your car and then you wouldn't let me inside, I walked to your car and we started to drive around. I was like, are they throwing a surprise party for me? It's like, what the hell is he doing? But then, I honestly, there was like a
surprise.
One. There was like, it's just you. No one showed up to my surprise party. You drove around hoping that one person would just show up.
God, I hope Logan's back.
Yeah, even Logan just doesn't want to do it. That's great. But no, like I'm a fucking killer surprise party thrower. That should be my job. I should just help people throw surprise parties. One time we were doing it for Jen's graduation party. And Erica, Amanda, and Terry were like all organizing. I was like, this sucks. You guys are like, nothing is going. You don't have any plan to get her out of the house. You don't have any like swerve. Like you need, it's an art. Surprise party is an art.
You know a lot of arts.
And you got to put some deep. You got to put
a Renaissance man.
You got to put like deep cuts in it too, so that everyone enjoys it. Like when I came here, and I don't mean to spoil this bit for anyone if Emmett does it on stage, but Emmett's like, yeah, the most can. I think I'm gonna botch it. A zebra is real confusing because you don't know if you can say the N-word to it or not or something like that. And then I was like, what did I say? I was like, good luck doing that one in public.
Yeah.
And then you at Zeph, you like Emmett just texted me this bit. He goes, and you said it again. And I was like, tell him I said good luck doing that one in public.
I wanted to say. He was already here, told you that bit.
And then I went
and
there,
then you
and
went,
you started
and I
to
told
say,
you that.
Yeah.
And I was like, I texted him back. I was like, just told the boys at the table the joke. They loved it.
Yeah, I really do love it. It's a great joke. But when I was here, yeah, he said that, and I laughed a lot. It was funny, too, because you were like, man, I wish Emmett was here. He said that at the I was like, yeah, me too. Just knowing that they were all back here.
It's so funny that, like, there must have been so many moments that you guys were like, knows.
No. No. I never thought you knew. If anything, we thought the snowstorm would, like, limit the amount of people being here, or we thought, like, something would go wrong, like, plan when you Logan texts me, because everything, like I said, I'm fantastic as a surprise party planner. I have an answer for everything. Anything that happens, I'm right there with the correction until you put food in the microwave. Then I'm like, I got nothing for you. Yeah, you like, Logan was like, he's eating. I was like, well, just take him before he eats. He's like, it's already in the microwave. Yeah, no, I'm not saying because I'm fat. And if you distract me with food, then party's over. I'll just put a cheeseburger in my mouth. Like, yeah, damn, we're throwing a surprise party for you later on. But no, when you did that, I was like, well, fuck.
Yeah, he's like, we're going to Zeph to eat. I was like, what the fuck?
I wish you were just like, okay. Like, you just put the food, like, threw the food out. Like, that's how easy it is to surprise you. Like, it was pretty easy. Like, Dan, cancel your date. Okay. We're going to Maggie's Lounge. All right. It's like, oh, yeah. They changed the meeting time. You're like, okay, yeah.
That's fine.
Seems right. That Jen one, everyone was blowing it, the graduation party. And we've only been doing this for 16 minutes. It seems like 2 hours.
This will be a half hour one.
Okay, yeah. We were Jen's surprise party, and they were like, Jen's sick, and she doesn't want to, like, get out of the house. And I was like, well, you guys are doing this all wrong. And Erica was like, oh, maybe, oh, it was like some really bad backup plan. It was like, oh, tell her that she should go get food at the 99. I was like, who tells someone to go get food at the 99? So I came over. And Jen was like, I don't want to do anything. I have a migraine. I have a stomach ache. I just want to lay in bed. I was like, no, I need to go to the mall. And she was like, go to the mall. I was like, I want you to drive me to the mall. And the way Jen puts it, she's like, you're just so weird in general that, like, when you do, like, no one can tell you're surprising them.
That's the thing. When you were cleaning up here,
yeah,
when I came out, like, you were cleaning up all the podcast equipment. I'm just like, wow, Todd's being real nice right now.
Yeah, no, I would never do that out of the kindness of my heart. I don't care about your apartment. I like that you spit on your apartment floor.
Twice.
Yep, gross. And then we were at the mall, and, like, I was texting them, and they're like, yeah, it's still not set up. Like, I was like, okay, that's fine. They're like, how are you going to keep it there? I'm like, I just won't leave the mall. Like, and Jen was like, can we go? I'm like, no, not yet. She literally watched me do DDR at the arcade for about for about a half hour.
We're at Hanover?
The Hanover Mall Arcade. Nice. We were the only ones there. I did DDR for like a half hour. just like fucking stepping around like, all right, what time? Okay. And then she was like, can we go? I'm like, nope, not yet. We did that until we had to go. And then on the way back, they still weren't ready for her. So we were driving. The deal was I drove to the mall. She went with me. And we were driving. I just took a right turn and went to the beach. She was like, what are you doing? I was like, I want fried dough. And she's like, you want fried dough? I was like, yeah, I just want fried dough. She's like, what the fuck? I wanted to go home. I was like, yeah, but I want fried dough.
Damn.
And I just took her and got fried dough. I saw someone there, too.
Was she surprised?
Yeah, because of me. I'm a hero. I cannot stress that the only reason I wanted to do Dickie and the Chin was so I can get the word out that I'm a great surprise party.
Surprise party.
And hey, I don't want a surprise party for me. I want you to try to throw a surprise party. Anyone, just try to throw a surprise party for me. I will read you like a fucking book.
That's a good game show.
try to throw a surprise party
for Tyler.
I like the idea. I don't know why people don't do it more often. You should throw a surprise party for someone way away from their birthday. It's a great idea.
Oh, my God. I was talking to Logan yesterday. Like, when I got home, or whatever day it was, when I got home that day from work, I'm just, like, remembering conversations I had with him. I was like, we should throw a party soon.
Yeah?
Like, I feel like we should have a party.
On
like,
Friday?
What's coming up that we have a party for? He goes, I don't know.
Did he say that sarcastically, or did he really?
No, he literally, like, he was like, we'll throw a party for not having a party in a while.
That's great. Yeah. On the day of your party?
Yeah.
That's really funny.
I was throwing heat that I didn't even realize.
I hope the fans like the N-word scissor hands joke.
Mm.
It's also the movie Barbershop, that's all it is.
Oh, look at that. There's a fire outside.
On this episode of the podcast, Dan and Tyler burned down.
Yeah. No, my mother, we threw a 25th anniversary party for my mother and father.
Yep.
And my mother knew, like, immediately. Like, she knew everything.
Was I invited to that?
No. No. We didn't know each other.
Okay.
I was going to say existed.
Well, guess what, Dan? Surprise, bitch. I organized that entire thing. And you didn't even know who I was. That's how good I am at throwing surprise parties.
I should say my sister and aunt really threw it together because I was just fucking 15 and I got too drunk and I actually ruined the party at the end of the night.
What'd you do? 15
I was
drunk
like 15 and like everyone was buying me alcohol and we took the party like back to our house and everyone came back and it was just fucking wild and I got like so drunk. My cousin was upstairs ripping posters off my wall being like, "You ruined the party," and he was like punching me in the face and shit.
Jesus Christ. What did you do?
Had to, like, come in. I was just like I was like black, like I don't remember. Mm-hmm. Like, and I was 15, so it was like the first time anyone's ever seen me like that. So everyone thought I was gonna die. And I remember my cousin's like smacking me in the head and shit. It's wicked funny. And he ripped down my Joey Jordison poster, the drummer. Morning, I woke up. My sister's hand was like on my chest to make sure I was still alive. And I was pissing my pants.
Yeah, you were pissing your pants.
Yeah, I was in the middle, and I was like,
as she was touching you.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ! Does she think that she made your like? That's my biggest fear, is peeing my pants. And whenever I sleep at somebody else's house, I'm like, if I fucking pee my pants.
I haven't peed my pants in so long. That was probably the last time I peed my pants.
I wonder the last time I went to bed. Cause I know that's happened like late in life, but like, and not like like in the past 5 years or anything, but definitely when I was like in high school, I peed the bed like.
Would
once.
You rather be a puker or a bedwetter as an alcoholic?
A puker.
You think?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wetting the bed, like that's
wetting the bed, you're asleep.
Like wait, like a puker, like in the bathroom puking?
Yeah, no, like you're the guy who like puked in
someone's
couch
shoe
or
something.
Yeah.
I guess bedwetter then.
I feel like peeing, you can wash it easier.
Well, I feel like, I mean, like, I've peed in my bed, and I've also puked in my bed.
Puke
drunk,
just sounds, so. Just smells so bad.
Yeah. I don't think I've actually peed the bed drunk. I've puked the bed drunk. I've woken up, like, in a pile of my own puke in my bed.
Yeah.
Real dangerous.
I used to just never get up as a kid.
Oh, what, like, your boner, you couldn't get hard as a kid?
Yeah. And then I'd throw up on my flaccid penis.
And that way, then that would fix it.
Yeah.
That would make it work.
Hard as a child.
Terry right now is prescribed Viagra.
That's
I don't
odd.
Know why.
Is it,
yeah.
It's like a blood pressure thing.
Oh, is that probably what it is? Yeah. She's in the hospital right now. They're trying to make sure she doesn't have to get her toe removed.
She needs to.
It's pretty funny.
She's trying to get her dick hard.
It was funny. I don't know if you were there for the bit. I feel like you might have been. Maybe not. But we make a joke because Terry's missing a tooth and a finger and like something's wrong with her uterus. Yeah, like the tip of a finger. And we made a joke that like every time she has sex with someone, a limb, she like loses like, a part of her body. And I heard the news that she might have her toe amputated. I was like, how soon can I make the joke that she must have fucked someone? And I did like the first thing I saw.
She's like
her.
The devil from Little Dicky.
I didn't
or
know.
Little Nicky.
Little Dicky. Yeah. I didn't know the jokes were already opened up. I went over and I was like, and
"Oh, they were already slinging toes."
Well,
because
when Jen texted me, I was like, "I don't know if this is funny yet." Or and then I went there and I was like, "So I was talking to Terry. And she was fine. Like Terry was like, and I was like, so what's going on at the hospital?" And she goes, "My toe." And Jen goes, "He didn't say what's going off at the hospital," which I thought was good. That's great. I forgot to tell you guys about this. So I took Terry to the ER. Like I walked in with Terry to the ER with Terry. And she goes up to the desk, and they're like, "What brings you in today?" It's just a good quote. She goes, "My toe." And the lady just looks at her, and she goes, "Oh, my toe is black and blue from the cold."
Does she have frostbite on her toe?
No, she has Raynaud's. So her toe is like, the circulation's like, yeah, she has Raynaud's. Raynaud's, it's a, what's it called? An autoimmune, maybe? It's like an auto, maybe not, it's one of those type of disease. It's like Raynaud's, lupus, they all have the same genre.
Anyway.
Of disease. Well, yeah, whatever that is. But it makes her real cold, and it makes like her joints hurt. Mm. Weed joints, 420 dabs.
Yeah, dog.
She goes, "Yeah, it's my toe. It's black and blue from the cold." It's like, you came into the hospital for a cold toe? And the lady was like, "Oh, that doesn't sound good at all." It's like, "Terry, you're supposed to tell them that you've been sent over from a doctor. You have Raynaud's and your toe might need to be amputated."
Like, you got a case of cold toe? No, you don't.
Yeah,
it's much more severe.
Can you guys warm my toe up, please? Oh boy.
Love Terry.
Yeah. I hope I never have to have anything amputated. I feel like
I say this all the time now for some reason because it keeps coming up. But yeah. I hope I can walk when I'm older. That's all I want to know.
Oh, it's so sad.
That's what I want to be allowed to do.
I saw a blind guy nail a crosswalk like so. Did it just so like well.
Perfect 10.
Yeah. Like he had his cane and like it was in the snow too.
Was it like a
Yeah, it must have been. I didn't.
Had to.
I was in my car, and I was like, oh, no.
Much more impressive if it wasn't.
But I was in my car, and he just walked right, like, he had the cane. He didn't hit anyone. He touched the snow, and he, like maneuvered through the snow perfectly.
That's great.
I was like, I fall in the snow.
He probably wasn't blind.
And this blind goo can just do it really Oh, did I mention she was a girl? I'm trying to confuse the fans. She was a Native American. She was an Indian. Yeah, I said it. And she nailed the stairs too.
She played for the team.
Imagine being blind and being like real good at being blind. That'd be crazy.
I mean, I'm sure you get good at being blind.
But that's got to be like a weird, like it's like a party trick almost.
I'd definitely go deaf. That's the one I'd pick, I think.
So you'd rather fuck a deaf person than a blind person?
Yeah.
I think I'd rather fuck a blind person because they don't.
Oh, I mean, be one.
Oh yeah, I know. I changed like the. I want to change the topic of conversation.
You're confusing me. And
I rather. I want to be a deaf guy fucking a blind girl.
Okay.
Because that.
Okay.
That way she can't. She can't.
Uh-oh.
She can't. Okay. This is a bad joke. This is really offensive.
Okay.
That way she can't see her attacker. I'm not done, and I don't have to hear her screams.
Oh, Jesus.
There Christ. You go. That's what we're laying out here on Dickie in the Chin.
And then when you left, you were blind and deaf because she pepper sprayed you.
Yes, with her Braille
Justice.
Pepper. Her Braille pepper spray. She pepper sprayed herself because she couldn't tell which way it was going. And got double blind.
Double blind.
Which is the name of
double
the porn.
Blind
the name
test.
Of the porn is double blind. Double blind. It's me fucking a blind girl, and I'm about to come in her eyes, and you think that that's what the double blind punchline is, but then I come on her chest, and then she pepper sprays herself in the face. Why? That's not as offensive as the original joke. You said Jesus as if that was offensive.
Just, I think, fucking blind people.
Do you have the bad feeling that this is better without Logan?
Oh. Boy, is it.
Maybe we should start doing these. Like, does he listen to our show? We can just release them.
No way.
Like, we could do fake ones as us. Like, we won't even record it. And then, like, we'll release these instead. Yeah. This was a good episode.
Yeah, it was very fun.
I can't times. Wait until episode 3 of Dickie and the Chin. Actually, you know what? This is episode 1.
This is
episode 1 of Dickie the Chin. This is going to happen more often. Because
all right, folks.
It was fun without Logan calling me gay the whole time. I wish we came on here like did a bunch of like romantic stuff. Like, how do you feel about love? And then the whole reason was because he didn't want to get called gay. Why didn't I want to get called gay the other day? Oh, I already told you guys about it. I want people to buy Jen boots. Okay. Another funny thing from last night. I woke up in my friend Jackie's house and I walked in. To the room where she was sleeping. She was in the bed with her cousin. And in my head I was like, okay, this is good. Because I sleep in Jen's bed sometimes. I texted Jen. And Jen was like, because I guess on Snap that she saw that freestyle rap Snapchat. And she's like, you were up like 2 hours ago. What are you doing? And I was like, yeah, I went real rogue last night. I was like, I woke up in Jackie's bed. Jackie and Paul are in some other bed. And then in parentheses was like, so we're good. Oh, thank God Logan's not here for that one. Okay, and that sound means we have to end the podcast. You guys know the drill.
Oh, train's here.
Thanks
we're taking off.
Thanks for listening.
Oh, it's leaving.
Oh,
your
okay.
Tickets are ready.
That means we have a minute left. We got a minute to wrap up. So everybody, buy tickets to Beat Brasserie June 23rd. It's
June.
A Tuesday. It's a June. Whoops. Yeah, we'll just make fake shows.
January 23rd, Beat Brasserie. January 24th, House of Blues. August 31st,
August
Laugh
31st,
Boston.
August 31st, Laugh Boston. Jed's Basement. Everybody come to Jed's Basement on January 16th for the Straight White Male show. Logan's putting that together. It looks real good right now. I like that idea. What did I say? The 16th? I'm going to keep that going.
January 16th.
January 16th. Straight White Male Show. Hosted by Logan O'Brien. Jets Basement. See you there. Secret address. Message him. Hey, anyone listening this far in, message Logan. Ask him about the Straight White Male Show he's hosting on January 16th at Jets Basement. And ask if you can get a spot. If you're a woman or a person of color, message him and complain about the show. Thank you very much for listening to Dickie in the Chin, and have a good evening.
It's like signing up your buddy for a credit card.
Okay.